91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We ask them about what they're working on in school, we talk about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. In the studio today is Dominique Lund. Dominique is a sophomore at the University of Arizona, and she's come to Tucson from Portland. Hi.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about what you're working on at school.
I'm studying physiology. I'm working in Dr. Anna Dornhaus's lab with ants. The species we're working with lives in the Catalina Mountains. It's called Temnothorax rugatilis, and I studied how they carry each other, the carrying behavior during their emigrations from a old nest that was destroyed to a new nest.
Oh, wow. So they're moving out.
Yes.
And they travel light? They don't bring anything with them? Just each other?
They bring each other. At the end, they might go back to get, you know, some supplies to make the new nest more comfortable, like building materials, but that's pretty much it.
Wow. Okay. So when they carry each other, how many ants can one ant carry?
Just one.
Okay. So it's 1-to-1.
Yeah.
And then do they take turns?
No. The number of ants that actually perform the moving is very few. There might be just 5 ants in a colony of 100 that do the vast majority of the work.
Okay. Are they different in any way, like physically stronger?
Yeah, we're not quite sure why only that number of ants do it.
They actually take other ants.
Yeah, so once they've decided what on a new nest, they come back and just pick each other up, piggyback them to the new nest, because that's the fastest way to do it. And what I studied is how they choose which individual to pick up.
How do they?
I was looking to see if they pick up ants that are just the closest to them, or if they pick up an ant that's closer to the center of the nest, which might indicate that they're performing a certain job. Well, the center of the brood pile, rather. Brood being the young, the larvae that need to be cared for. So if the ant were picking up someone who is close to the center of the brood pile, that ant might be important because they're the ones who are caring for the young, and they might be really needed in the new nest so that those young don't die. But what I found was that they just pick up whoever's closest, which suggests that in these high-risk situations, they value efficiency rather than
a strategy.
Exactly, strategizing for who's most important.
When I heard that you were studying ants, I immediately thought of an ant farm.
It is kind of like an ant farm, actually. We go out and collect ant colonies from the mountain and bring them into the lab and study them there.
Why should we care about ants?
Well, it's really important to understand why they have evolved to do what they do. They have a very important role in our ecosystem as far as breaking down matter, as well as being a predator, essentially, to other insects.
Dominique, what are your plans for the future?
I either want to go to physician's assistant school after I graduate, or now that I've been researching, I've found that I really enjoy it, and I'm also considering pharmaceutical research.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah? Well, what kinds of things have you been listening to lately?
I mostly like hip-hop and soul. I like Chance the Rapper, No Name, and I also love Beyonce.
Thanks so much, Dominique, for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me. This has been really cool.
If you have any questions for Dominique, you can see her at the UBERC conference. It's going to be on January 21st in the ENR building number 2 from noon to 5.